Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Eric, I'm from the Eric from Street Photography blog. So I just wanted to do a quick video with you, just sharing some random triple thoughts I had about 10X. So one of my favorite entrepreneurs is Peter Thiel. I get a lot of inspiration from him, and I really think his book, Zero to One, is probably the most fascinating, philosophical, and just kind of real and inspirational, motivational, and actually wise books on technology, philosophy, and entrepreneurship. So one of his notions, which I love, and I'm still trying to unbound this, but it's the notion of 10X. The notion is, I mean, it's a general one, but in order to succeed in any domain of anything, strive to become 10X more than what's come before you, strive to become 10X better than others, or maybe strive to become 10X better than you were in the past. Now, 10X is a very general notion because, you know, there's obviously certain biological limits or certain laws of nature that we cannot overcome super easily. But thinking 10X in terms of improvements is a good way for us to kind of moonshot and to think a little bit outside the box. So for example, maybe people in the past, they might have thought like, okay, how can we make the carriage 10 times more efficient? Let's put on 10 times more horses. Whereas, you know, Henry Ford probably had the innovation. It's like, no, that's not the goal. Let's try to figure out to make a new type of mode of transportation. So he invented, you know, the Ford Motor Model T or A or whatever it is. And so obviously an automobile is more than 10 times efficient than a horse. And, you know, even Elon Musk, you know, creating Tesla, electric cars, I would probably argue are 10 times more interesting or more efficient or better than gasoline cars and so forth. And even now with digital photography, I think digital photography has made photography 10 times easier, more accessible, and better for everybody compared to the cumbersomeness of film photography. Other things, other technologies, which I think have been huge game changers, like for example, Spotify. Spotify has made it 10 times easier for us to download music, store music, share music, create playlists and stuff like that compared to what we had in the past. So it does seem that, like, if you just take something that's been done before already and then just make it like a little bit better, I mean, it's good, but it just tends to be a little bit boring. And I think 10X could be just kind of this metaphorical notion, or it could be quite literal. So even one thing I think about is, one thing I'm just kind of experimenting with is, you know, I cannot objectively make a video that's 10 times better than what other people have created, or how I've created in the past, or other people on the internet, whatever. But I'm like, I'm curious. I'm like, what if I could become 10 times more productive in terms of video production? Meaning, I mean, this is super basic, right? Like, you know, a lot of people, it's like, okay, some people, they do daily vlogs. They do one video a day. That's so much work. I'm like, you know, that's cool. But I'm like, what if I could do 10 videos a day or 10 vlogs a day? Like, what would that look like? And how would I achieve that? And what would that do for me? And so I'm kind of right now strategizing. I'm like, okay, how could I set up my life or my day or my work style, whatever, in order to produce 10 videos a day? And, you know, thus far, it seems pretty simple. I'm doing all the video production inside my apartment. So sometimes, you know, I'm doing it here in this back stairway. Sometimes I do on the top floor. Sometimes I do in the gym. Sometimes I do in my room. Sometimes I do it outside. And I just try to keep the simplest equipment. I'm doing this all on a Lumix G9. Just shooting, you know, MP4 format, export it. I didn't even export it. I just transfer it to my laptop, upload it straight to YouTube or whatever. And what I'm trying to do is to simplify and streamline the process as much as possible in order for me to produce more. Now, once again, just because you're 10 times more productive than other people, it doesn't really mean anything, but to me, it's just kind of like a fun game and a fun challenge. And it's actually been really nice for me too, because I feel like I'm a unique individual with lots of creative ideas and stuff like that, but I don't want to be bound by convention or by social media and stuff like that. Because social media, even the problem with Facebook, Instagram, and so forth, is the way that the algorithms are optimized is that you want to publish at least once a day, but not more than once a day. Because if you start publishing more than once a day, the algorithm punishes you by showing yourself less to your followers. And I know that in the past I've been able to prove that I could write 10 blog posts a day, which is a lot by other people's standards. But, and I've done that, and it's been a fun challenge. And now maybe my new challenge is making 10 videos a day. So I think sometimes, like with the 10x notion, just treat it like kind of like a fun challenge. Just see, just like, can you do it? Like, is it possible? And it's kind of a stupid challenge, but it's you know, it's fun, right? And I actually wonder too, is that like, we tend to think of like trying to get marginal gains every single day, but I wonder, like, I mean, this is not really possible, right? But could we improve 10x every single day, like in terms of thinking further and more beyond? Like, you know, I think life is short. Why not like try to strive to go for the insanely epic, the insanely great? And I think in a basic term, one thing we could control is trying to add 10 times more effort to whatever we do every single day. And you know, we don't want to do it in this some sort of like self-flagellation, like punishing yourself type of way, but really for us to do it in a spirit of fun, in a spirit of experimentation, in a spirit of just kind of testing yourself and testing your strength. And maybe even like even a better goal is to strive to be 10x happier in life, or 10x more fun in life, or 10x more playful in life, or to become less self-censored in life, and to be, yeah, 10 times more grateful, 10 times more joyous, whatever. And so by thinking that 10x notion, it just drives us, it just kind of like nudges us to think in a different way. And I think that, you know, you cannot really control other people, but you could control yourself. You could control your own productive output, whatever. And so strive to just think 10x in all domains of your life. And maybe the more you could think about 10x, the more you could do epic shit. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.